My wife's grandfather's yard site was on Chav Zayim Nachmav of Pinchas Arben of Moshe. Also for Lilinishmas, my grandfather's family who was taken by the Nazis Yimach Shemam, and he dedicated Chav Tes Menachem Av for their yard sites for Chaim Ben Sinai, Hinda Bas Yaakov, Yehuda Le Ben Chaim, Eser Bas Chaim. He shall have a Siyad Shemai, a tremendous Aliyah in Shemayim, and the Shemayim Tzil Shefar Asun Ov Klai Sor Fur Shlema for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Ivka Pesor Shkoy Yisrael. Today was the yard site, the holy yard site of the Netziv and Rav Pam. And I thought it would be very apropos to be able to say a Torah from the Netziv, to say a Torah from Rav Pam, and to be able to connect it with a Torah from the Tashi Rebbe's yard site, as also was Chav Zayin, and be able to bring it together in an analytical fashion. So let's start with the Netziv. The Netziv is a beautiful Torah in his Sefer HaMegdavar Parshas Noach. And he says such a beautiful vort. And the word is in the pasuk says in Bereishis Ches Tes. Right, Noach sends out this dove, the dove, to find the resting place, but the dove does not find the resting place. The water was all over the world, a whole entire earth. And Noach brought forth his hand and took her and brought her into the ark. Says the Netziv, why does the pasuk tell us that the dove didn't just fly into the ark? Why does the pasuk have to tell us that Noach stretched out his hand? And when he stretched out his hand and then brought him inside, what's the vort? What's the idea? Says the Netziv, a beautiful idea. He says, you want to know why it says Vayishlach Yado Beigachayilav? Because the dove, the bird, felt bad. He was supposed to come back with that, with something in its mouth and something in its beak. He was to come back with a flower to show that there was life out there. He was supposed to come back with results and with something to show. And unfortunately, he didn't have any results to be able to bring back. And he thought, she thought, this dove thought that her master would not allow her to come back. Noah, however, saw and had compassion for the dove and took her in his hand to warm her while she rested from the journey. At the end of the day, it wasn't about the results. He saw that he was so tired. It wasn't about the results for Noach. He says at the end of the day, just like Noach had mercy on that bird, and the bird did its job, but you know what? It tried its best, and it didn't bring the flower. At the end of the day, Noach still held compassion. Says in Netziv, we can learn from Noach's behavior a very important yisod. Whenever you ask someone to do a mission for you, or to be able to do something, and unfortunately it was beyond their control, they weren't successful. Or maybe you could say if they weren't successful, it wasn't their control. You should treat them as if they were successful. If you know they tried their best, if you know they tried their hardest, at the end of the day, you make sure to be able to give compassion, to give love, and to give sensitivity. I remember when my wife growing up, she got like a, let's say a 36 or a 40 on a math test. And her mother said, you know, you had to get, for those types of tests, you had to get signed. I don't know if they still have that nowadays. They have to get your test signed. And my mother-in-law said to my wife, did you try your hardest? And she said, yeah, she really did. And she signed it, and that was it. She walked away. The Rebbe Hashem just wants to see if we're trying our best. He just wants to see if we're trying our best. And that's what the Netziv says. The Netziv says that the Noach saw that the bird tried its best. He didn't bring back the food, he didn't make that flour. But it wasn't about the results. It was about the effort. It was about the passion and the energy. It reminds me of the Chavetz Chaim Torah and Parshas Pekukosai Goza Telechu. Rashi says to Shiti Al Melam Torah, you're working hard in Torah. And Chavetz Chaim says, when it comes to learning Torah, it's not about the results of how much you know and this or that. It's about how much you work and how much you try, how much you do your best. That's what it's all about. And then I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Pam. So that's it. That's an honor of the Netziv. Rav Pam has a beautiful sefer called Atara LeMelech. Atara LeMelech, Rabbi Simon, my Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, introduced us to in yeshiva. And he said a beautiful vort. He says a beautiful vort on tshuva. He says, you know, that we know that everyone knows the last Mishnah in Maseches Yuma when it comes to Lag BaOmer time. But he writes it over here by Yom Noram and by Elul. Omer Rabbi Kiva Ashechem Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says, how great, praiseworthy is the Jewish people. Who do they get purified in front of? The Rebbeinu Shalom purifies them. Shenema Vezarakti Alechem Maim Tahorim Mutiartim. Chodesh Baruch Hu throws off the pure water and they get purified. Omer ma mikvah is mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Who is the mikvah? Chodesh Baruch Hu. Ma mikvah mentaris the mikvah. Chodesh Baruch Hu mentaris Yisrael. Just like the mikvah purifies the impure, so too Chodesh Baruch Hu purifies the impure as well. Says Rav Pam a beautiful idea. He says, you know, there's two types of tahara. There's inyane tahara, and then there's something called hazaa utfila. There's tahara that you have a certain purification. How do you get that purification? Through hazaa, through sprinkling, or through tefila, through full immersion. So says Rav Pam, what's the difference between hazaa and tefila? Hazah is a sprinkling, and tefillah is the full immersion. And Rav Pam quotes the Avbezin of Kovna, the son of Rav Yitzchak Rachonin Spector, and he says it's brought down in the Sefer Nesiva Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Kushlevitz. And he says, you know what? You want to know what the difference between Hazah and tefillah is? Very simple. He says, you know, when it comes down to it, the tahara of mechatas is different from the tahara of mitaras mikvah. When it comes to the mechatas, when it comes to the hazah, just getting your finger sunken or just getting any part of your body, that's good enough. Hazah is good. It's just, you don't have to have a certain type of mikvah. You don't have to have full immersion of your entire body. Part of your arm, part of your leg. Afilu al rosh etzba'o or al rosh faso, even the tip of your mouth, or even the head of your finger, also lo hazah. For mechatas, hazah works. When the mechatas, with the waters of the purification for someone who sins, according to the Rambam, the Rambam writes, in Chos Paraduma Perak Yudbeis, hazah works. He says, at the end of the day, that's hazah. And then you have tefillah. What's tefillah? Is that you have to have your whole guf, and even if you have one hair out, it doesn't work. Says Rav Pam, when it comes to tshuva, sometimes the Yitzhar makes us think we have to have full tevila. And obviously we have to aspire to be able to do that, be able to do tshuva on our mitzvahs and our vessels, tshuva and everything. But sometimes what happens, that can be very overwhelming and very daunting. He says, Al yish ya'ish, like Rabbi Nachman, in shum yish, but I'm clear, Rav Pam, the Rosh Hashiva, for Torah V'das, saying a beautiful thing. Don't give up on yourself if you can't do everything. V'yishtad liyos ha'koponim ba'al tshuva me'adrega, ha'shniya ba'bechinas hazah. He says, be a hazah Jew. If you can't do the whole tefillah at all at once, okay. But if you be a hazar Jew, you know what's going to happen? You take upon yourself a small thing. You take yourself upon yourself a small thing, then the tahara is going to come. Im anam hazar ena vatars the gamish adayin sarach tefillah. If you still need tefillah, mikol makam hari haschalas achshar la tahara gemura. At least the hazar is putting you in the right direction, and that's an amazing thing. And he quotes the Chazal, v'yis kadishim yusikim kadoshim. What is the Gemara saying? Lametes in Yuma. Od mekadish atzma ma'at me'mata. Mekadish atzma rabbe me'mala. You do your best. You put your best foot forward. Then the Rabbeinu Shem will do his best. And that's what the Gemara says. Mitzvah goreis mitzvah. What does it mean? Mitzvah goreis mitzvah. In Pirkei Avos, it says that. Because every mitzvah you do helps you with mekayim more mitzvahs. And even one little mitzvah, even that little hazah, even that little desire, you know, I'm going to say, I'm going to get to davening 2 minutes earlier. I'm about to focus on a brach and shmon esrei. I'm going to bench from a bencher. Just something small, that little hazah, that little move. What happens? It tips the scale and puts you in the right direction. Don't think, Rav Pam says, it's all or nothing. Stop. That's mamash the yitzhara. Al yisyoish. That's for a tefillah. And for a tefillah, v'erachas nida. And sometimes that you need the full tefillah 100%. But when it comes down to it, when it comes to tshuva, also understand, even ksas yisor is particular, there's something very special there. In the small thing is in the hazah, or just getting your arm or leg or part of your neshama on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem. Don't think it's all or nothing. And once you do that, then the Rabbeinu Shem will be able to do his part as well. Tikun amiti af beprat echon, mevi l'de sh'ifa l'aliyah, nosefes b'malos ha'kodosh. He says, doing one fixing and one action, to be able to light the spark in you, and the Rabbeinu Shem is going to help you tremendously. And with this, we close off with the words of the Tashi Rebbe. Right, we're having the trifecta of the yard side of the Netziv, the yard side of Rav Pam, and the yard side of the Tashi Rebbe. The Tashi Rebbe says beautifully, and he writes this in a Sefer Avodas Avoda from Malava Malkus. It was put together in Tavshin Samach Beis. And he writes, from the Avudram, we know that Elul, from the Shir Pasuk of Shir Shirim, Shirim Shirim, the Pasuk says, Elul is Ani Lidoidi Vidoidi Li. I am to my beloved to me. He says, what's the word Ani Lidoidi Vidoidi Li? Once you're Ani Lidoidi, once you do your part, you do your Asusa de la Tata, you show their bonus, you care a little bit more. The virus showed me a little bit more that I don't run my life. And I know at the end of the day, I don't run my bank account. You, Rabbeinu Shem, run my health. You run Hashem. You run my life. You ani vidodi. You show the Rabbeinu Shem that you're going to take that first step forward. Then vidodi li. Then right, the vav is a vav achibur. It's not ani vidodi and then dodi li. It's vidodi. Once you have asuzu de la tata, ani vidodi Rabbeinu Shem, I'm committed to you. Then vidodi li. Then the Rabbeinu Shem says, ah, you have asuzu de la tata. Then you're going to asuzu de la elo. And this is what he quotes here from the Sfar Megdoshim. The pasuk says in Mishlei Tesvav Chav Gimel. Dover be'ito ma'tov, which means in the art school over here, it says here, dover be'ito ma'tov, how good is the word in its time? Says the Sfar HaKadoshim, what's the deeper pshat? He says, shekol dover kishuhu be'ito. No, it means that everything in its proper time, specifically when it comes to tshuva and chodesh elo, afilu ma, v'davar b'ito ma, even if something ma, which means kolmar afilu b'pulu ketana, levad, even something that's so small, something a little bit what? Yicholin la'oris the tshuva kishu be'es hamiyuchala. You'll be able to make a tremendous tshuva, just a bechinas of v'davar b'ito, something in its time, ma, even something small, ma, zetov, says the Tosher Rebbe from the Summer Gedoshim. It's so special to the Baruch Hashem's eyes when we make that afilu b'kavana pshuto pu'ula ketana. We show the Baruch Hashem that even that one little change in our life, we want to do our best, we want to put our best foot forward, then the Baruch Hashem says, oh, I need a dodi. Then v'dodi li habol atar mizayinoso, I can be able to bring you in now and to be able to accept your full tshuva. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to take these three ideas. I think there's really one common theme and one common thread from the Nesim Rav Pam and the Tosher Rebbe. The theme of showing the Rabbono Hashem that we are doing our best in a sincere, genuine way. It's not about the results, but it's about the genuine feelings, about the emotion and sincerity and what we're doing. The Nesim said this by the dove. Why did Noah have to be able to bring him in? Because the dove felt bad that he didn't have the results. And then Nesim says it's the same thing in anything in life. When we see someone do their best, and at the end of the day, they weren't successful, you still have Hashem have compassion on them. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same way. If the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that we're doing our best, he's going to have compassion on us as well. Mr. Rav Pam says there are two types of taharas. You have the tahara of the hazah or the taharas of tefillah. The tefillah is the full immersion, and that's beautiful, and that's able to. That's the tzaddik. But the hazah is what you do one thing at a time. It's the sprinkling. It's the afilu. It's the mitzvah ketana. It's the mitzvah gores mitzvah. That one little thing that you want to change, and you do your part to be able to do a little better. Af beprat echad. You do one little change. The Rambam says, then the Baruch Hashem says, I'm going to give you all the help in the entire world. That's the whole vort when it comes to the vort of ma mikum taras me avachas baruch matayis Yisrael. He quotes this from the Abbeis Din of Kona. There are two types of taharas. You have the tahar mechatas and the taharas mikvah. Taharas mikvah is tefillah. When it comes to the taharas of mikvah, you got to be fully immersed. Fully immersed. When it comes to mechatas, the sinner, you got to just do a little bit at a time. And also lo hazah, the Rambam says. For mechatas, even if you get a little water on your finger or on your mouth, the hazah works. Because at the end of the day, says Rav Pam, it's all about that little action, that one step foot forward. And that's what Tosher Rebbe says, Anila doid vidoidi li. Anila doid vidoidi li means, Anila doidi, you do your part, then vidoidi li. Asuzu to the tata, then asuzu to the ila. The Rebbe says, then I can help you, but to help you. Vidavar b'ito ma'atov, says the Sarma Kedoshim, and Tosher Rebbe says, how good is something in its proper time? Vidavar b'ito means, how good is something in its time, tshuva during elo, ma, even something that's ma, even something that's so small, afilu pshuta p'ulo kitana, so special, zetov. This is so special. The Rebbe Hashem should bless us. Be able to believe in our small actions, that nothing's small in the Rebbe Hashem's eyes. Be able to understand in the Rebbe Hashem's eyes, we don't have to, it's not all or nothing. We do our best. Ani v'dodi. We do our best. Then v'dodi li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to connect to the neshamas of the tzaddikim, of the Netziv and of Pam and the Tosher Rebbe, as we said last night from the Mori Naim. The Mori Naim writes in the Masechta Shabbos, when you learn the Torah from the tzaddik, you're mamish connecting yourself to the tzaddik, as if you're mamish, you're at the tzion, as if you're at the tzion of the Netziv, at the tzion of Rav Pam, at the tzion of the Tosher Rebbe. The tzaddikim should be made at tzioshur for us and all of Klal Yisrael. We should be zochah to have a tzivik, 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 t